Judging an operatic character by its death scene might seem unseemly, but with Tancredi, mezzo-sopranos rarely have it so good.
We never get this kind of music. We never get a death scene that includes an aria. We get our throat slit. It's real quick. End of the show, boom, dead.
That's partly what brought Stephanie Blythe back to Philadelphia after a long absence. Metropolitan opera goers are used to seeing her make those single-scene Wagnerian characters, like Fricka in Die Walküre, unforgettable. But Blythe started in the more vocally ornate Handel Rossini repertoire. And like many artists in the middle years, she's turning back to it for good vocal health. And unlike Wagner, Rossini lets her blend her voice with others. In Tancredi, it's soprano Brenda Ray.
The beats in our voices match very, very well. So we get this wonderful overtone series when we sing in thirds in particular. And you hear this really divine buzz that goes right over our voices.
It's top-drawer Rossini with a death scene like none other. Music director Corrado Riveras hears it like this.
It's like that the body of the main character is leaving the stage in the music.
It's spare and quiet.
It must be particularly demanding for you because it's just you and your voice.
Yes.
So how do you...
Well, it's always that? Just me and my voice.
Because without the voice, we wouldn't be talking about any of this.